Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You heard Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, and what we loosed, what God showed us, and what God has shown Dutch Sheets with Dutch Sheets Ministry, and Cindy Jacobs, and Patricia King, and all these prophetic words coming down that God said, tragedy was there, but God has given mercy to us. And that's what he did say about the elections. But what is he saying to the Lord? What is the Lord saying right now about President Donald Trump? Well, Perry Stone got a word from the Lord about what he's saying about President Trump now. Let's take a look.
Well, let me just say this, I'm not going to drop names or anything, but the person who's been his pastor for about 10 years, because about 10 years ago, he had a real experience in his heart, a heart change. Been his pastor for about 10 years. I can tell you that for a fact. I don't know. I go back as far as I was a kid, Nixon and Reagan and, Bush and Clinton and, of course, President Obama. There has not been, to my knowledge, and I have known guys in the Secret Service that guarded presidents, four presidents, five, you know what I'm saying? So I've been around a while. But I can tell you that he surrounds himself with more believers, not professed believers, not people who say they are, but in their heart are actual believers. And he listens to their counsel. I don't want to get any kind of inside thing or discussions that have been made, but I think whether a person has voted for him or not, especially if you call yourself a believer, think about this. At the inauguration, I'm sitting in a room with 400 other believers at the Reagan Center just watching this. And the name of Jesus got more attention that day than any inauguration I can ever remember. You know what? Can I say this? And I'm not going to give away too much, but when you pray those prayers globally, they tell you not to say the name of Jesus. Every other administration will say God or say the Lord. Those people who prayed were told, I quote, pray what the Holy Spirit tells you to.
Amen.
And that's amazing. That normally does not happen. I think that's pretty amazing.
Now, as you saw, on our program, we always close out with prayer. But what we closed out with in our earlier programs a couple weeks ago were the inauguration prayers. All the Christians and the rabbi that prayed at the end of the inauguration that took place. It was very powerful at the beginning and the end, with Franklin Graham and others as well. And God, he's surrounding himself with ministers. I don't know if you remember this. Do you remember when he was on the journey and he was in his boardroom? He hadn't become president. He wasn't even on the charts yet, really. And the ministers came and got together in his boardroom in Trump Towers and began to pray for him. Well, one of those ministers had told a minister friend of hers in New Jersey, who communicated that to Pastor John Kilpatrick, that she had led him to the Lord back then, about a few years ago. And so we're seeing more things said about Jesus Christ and his name honored than any of these past presidents that said that they professed to be Christian, or these senators or congressmen. I mean, he unashamedly is just saying, he said, let the Spirit lead you, is what he told the ones that were praying right there. The Holy Spirit lead you. So this is exciting days.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.